The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He pushed a ladder, according to you. I still think he was moving the ladder out of the way and it fell over because ladders are notoriously top heavy. And if you push it that way, it's going to fall over.
Hey, Virginia. You know, we should go on that date. I've been pretty good lately.
Oh, really? Well, what is this I hear about you breaking a rake and throwing it into the woods?
What? I didn't break it.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I didn't throw it in the woods. I placed it in the woods because it was made of wood and I thought it should be with its family.
Happy. I was just testing its durability. And then I placed it in the woods because it's made of wood and I just thought it should be with his family.
Uh-huh.
At least I didn't punch anybody.
All right. Okay, we'll go on a date. But just as friends, all right?
Yeah, just as friends. Slow down. I don't want to be more than friends. I just met you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count our chests.
You ever run across a story that you want so desperately to be true?
This is a good one.
But I have no idea if it is.
No blue check mark?
No. It's... I mean, the guy's got 10,000 followers on Twitter. Says he's a veteran high-stakes dynasty fantasy football player. Dynasty, you know, so again, he's got...
I already don't like him.
Why?
High-stakes dynasty fantasy football player? You're bragging about that?
Yeah,
get over yourself.
At Dynasty Champ 1 is his Twitter handle. Like, I want this story to be so true. Can I read this, Ashton, or do I just let it go?
No, read it.
So I have no idea if this is actually true. I just want it to be. So from this Twitter account, breaking, multiple sources indicate that after last night's OT loss to the Raiders, former Broncos running back Melvin Gordon loudly played several songs by hip-hop artist Future in the Broncos locker room. Quarterback Russell Wilson reportedly demanded his release immediately that same night. So you're probably wondering to yourself, why do you want this to be true, Gabe? Well, that's because Future is the ex-fiance of Russell Wilson's wife, Ciara, who recently filed a $15 million lawsuit against the hip-hop artist. And since joining the Broncos, since Wilson has joined the Broncos, the team has banned Future from all locker room playlists. I want this story to be so true.
But what makes me believe it was false? Russell Wilson couldn't demand the parking lot attendant's release right now because he's so horrible. Right?
But he's in a similar situation with Rodgers. They gave him all the money. They traded all their draft picks for him. He's got all the power in Denver.
I mean, it is a good story.
Yeah, I just want it to be true.
And they didn't play together? Or that you said
they may have
Gordon
had...
was young? Is Melvin Gordon a bust?
He's been in the league for like a decade.
So Melvin Gordon was...
Yeah, but longevity
Melvin Gordon
doesn't
was released by the Broncos,
not
by the
make
way.
You a bust.
He's a first-round pick that... never really did anything.
So
right?
He rushed for over 1,000 yards once in his career. He is a 2-time Pro Bowler and has played in the league for 8 seasons.
Timeout. 17th alternate Pro Bowl. You know, the whole Pro Bowl thing now has lost its cachet.
You're just trying to protect your three Pro
Bowls.
Yeah,
how many times did you make it? 3?
Voted every single time. And I was the alternate one time. I was the number 3 and I didn't go because Keith Jackson wanted to go.
So Keith went.
Yeah. But an alternate shouldn't matter. And my guess, he probably was an alternate. So he has no Pro Bowls. How's that? Yeah, he was a bust.
Ah.
I'm putting it on the poll, though.
Longevity
so
has
how do you,
nothing
how
to do,
do you,
whether the player's a bust or not.
So yeah, I guess it depends upon how you define a bust.
I didn't know this. Dan Orlovsky played in the league for 12 years.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good for Dan.
I mean, that guy is really smart about football, which leads me to believe he had no talent because he never played, and when he played, he was horrible.
Correct.
Am I right?
So his...
So take that. That's
Orlovsky was in the league for like 6 years, just FYI.
No.
Well, no.
Well, so he played for like 6 years. So his first year was 2005. His last year was 2015. Yeah, in terms of games played.
I don't want to get off track from Melvin Gordon, but I don't think that's the same thing.
But he was in the league. He was on a roster. You're collecting checks.
So you don't think he's a bust?
Melvin Gordon?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Because, again, what's your standard for bust, though? Like, if you get drafted in the first round, you have to make X amount of Pro Bowls, All Pro. Like, you have to do that stuff?
Yeah, I guess what's... what?
Well, it depends on where in the first round you were picked. I mean, if you're top... All right, I'll give you another one.
He was 15th overall.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'd have to do a deeper dive into his Pro Bowls to see if he was... Can you pull up his Pro Bowl years? Let me give you another
one. It's funny, too.
Ashton.
It's funny. So his second year in the league, he went to the Pro Bowl. He got hurt, so he missed three games, but rushed for 997 yards and 10 touchdowns. The following year, he rushed for 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns, did not get selected to the Pro Bowl. The following year, through 12 games, also had some injury issues, 885 yards and 10 touchdowns again.
All right, Ashton, I'll give you another one.
With also adding in those years over 400 yards receiving. So those 3 years between 16 and 18, he was pretty damn good.
What about Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush was a bust.
Won a Super Bowl.
My guess is he went to a Pro Bowl, but he was the number two. He was number two pick. Ashton, I'll give you one. A.J. Hawk, who I believe was the fifth pick.
Fifth overall
pick. Who was a nice player, but
played in the league for over a decade.
And I love A.J. Hawk. Great guy. But when you're the fifth pick in the draft, yeah, I mean, you should be multiple Pro Bowls, right?
You're expecting to be an impact player. Would you describe AJ, again, you described him as a nice player. Would you describe him as a high impact player?
I would B-minus player.
Yeah, because when you're a top five pick, you're expected to
be an A player.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I don't think AJ was an A player.
No, that's what I was saying about this roster at the beginning of the year. I mean, C players need to play like B. B need to play like A. The problem is we have B players playing like C. And yeah. A players playing like B, and that's why they stink.
800-990-3776. What do you consider a bust? We go to Eric in Brookfield. Eric, you're on Genless Gabe and Chewy.
Hey, I just heard, I think you guys were just talking about A.J. Hawk, but I mean, I don't know if I'd consider him a bust, but for the number five overall pick in the draft, what his career trajectory ended up being, I think I'd consider him a bust, relatively speaking, other number five picks.
Yeah, now if he was like the 28th pick, you'd probably say no, right?
So there's a line of demarcation clearly where if you play in the league for 10 years, you're not going to be a bust. Because that's what AJ did. He played for a decade. To last in the NFL for that long when the average career is under 3 years, I think there's something to say for that.
Does it change for quarterbacks? Is Jordan Love?
Yeah, I would say it changes for quarterbacks. Because quarterbacks, especially now in the way the rules are set up, are going to probably last longer than that average career.
Yeah.
And you're expected to change. Not only if you're a first-round pick as a quarterback, you're not only expected to be an impact player, you're expected to change the franchise if you're a top 10 pick. If you're a top 10 pick.
But Jordan Love was 24?
Something like that.
So it's kind of a crapshoot? I don't think he's a bust.
Well, you can't say he's a bust, yet.
Yeah, he hasn't seen the field.
But he's trending in that direction.
Yeah.
I don't know where I land on Melvin Gordon being a bust.
He's kind of a tweener, I guess. Who's the best back to come out of Wisconsin over the last 20 years?
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan Taylor.
And then who? You were going to say James White?
James White. James White played for a while. He was very productive. Like, he found the perfect role for himself.
He found the perfect system.
Found the perfect role. And he should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl when he set the receptions record in a Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons for the Patriots. But he found himself the perfect niche, right? And I think that's what kind of separates him. Because he played for so long and he found a way to be productive for so long. But he didn't have the expectations of a Melvin Gordon, of a Monte Ball, of Ron Dane, some of these other first-round backs out of Wisconsin. Who was the... why am I blanking on his name? Real fast guy, ended up getting drafted to Minnesota earlier part of 2000s. Somebody will text it in, 800-990-3776. I'm just completely blanking on his name. Like, he was like the state sprint champion.
Really?
In high school.
Not the kid from Racine Park. John Clay?
No, not Jonathan
not Clay.
No, it was well before Clay. It was okay. Middle part of 2000, shortly after you were done playing.
Yeah, I don't
like know. Like 03, 04, something like that.
Yeah.
800-990-3776, if you can help me out with that number. It's Michael something.
Oh, yeah, I know. Michael Bennett.
Yeah, there you go.
Michael Bennett. Who was a good player?
What are you laughing at back there?
I was going to say it. I just looked it up. I had a whole list, and then all of a sudden he just remembers out of the blue.
Yeah,
attention to detail.
We put it together.
Speaking of which, is Leonard going to get the job?
I think so.
Okay.
Brett texts in on the Old National Bank talking text line. Old National Bank, get old. 800-990-3776. 9,000 career total yards and 69 career touchdowns
for
Melvin
who?
Gordon.
Okay.
That's a
how
lot
many
of touchdowns.
Teams? San Diego and just Denver? Okay.
San Diego and Denver. San Diego slash Los Angeles.
Is he done now? Or is he...
Somebody might take a flyer.
So
last year, he ran for 918 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Okay.
This year, he's been more disappointing.
But
318
he's creeping.
Yards,
he's got to be creeping on 30.
Yeah, that's why I think somebody just maybe takes a flyer to see if there's any tread left on those tires, and then probably adios, see you later after
pasture.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, I don't know if he's a bust. I don't know if you can rush for almost, you know, have almost 9,000 total yards.
He's probably
from
right
scrimmage.
On the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did put it on the poll. Is Melvin Gordon a bust? So far, through 50 votes, 69% of people
nice.
Say no.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think he is. If he was top 10, then I would say yes. But 15,
okay, but 15,
I mean, that's not,
he,
yeah.
he kind of, and it's just a position where it's tough to have that big of an impact anymore. You certainly can have an impact.
Yeah, but he was a dual threat. He was yeah. early in his career, he was an Aaron Jones, so there's certainly a place for him now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, he had 490 yards receiving 1 year. You know,
yeah.
He had some really good seasons of, again, almost 9,000 yards and 69 career touchdowns.
Okay.
I think he maybe hold, I mean, maybe somebody tacks him on. But it's kind of, it all comes down, how do you define a bust? 800-990-3776. We dive into power rankings. Coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, it's Chewy's favorite segment of the week. Cousin Subs Game Day giveaway has been going on. It's your chance to win a $400 Ticket King gift certificate to select tickets to an upcoming game or concert of your choice. Visit CousinSubs.com/GameDayGiveaway to enter. At the end of the year, one grand prize winner will be selected to win a Ticket King gift certificate to take in a Green Bay game with a guest hotel and tickets to the Tundra Trio tailgate beforehand. It's the Cousin Subs Game Day giveaway. Enter at CousinSubs.com/GameDayGiveaway.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chokers are back. Scrunchies are back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Who makes these decisions?
Yeah,
The kids.
Kid. Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Nobody... No.
You can't just keep saying no. Can you make a point?
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm not going to lie, this segment used to be more fun for me when the Packers were good.
I think it was fun for everyone.
But now they're bad. But at least we get to talk about good football teams in our power ranking segment.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL Power Rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power Rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
Okay, let's start it off with you two guessing where the pack wound up. Ashy?
24.
Gabriel?
21st.
19. They only dropped one spot.
What?
After a bad, yeah, bad, bad loss to Tennessee. With that being said, Gabe? Ashy, are you guessing or do you already cheat?
No, I already cheated.
All right, Gabe, what do you got at number 10?
I'll go with the Tennessee Titans at 10.
You are wrong. The New York Giants are number 10, who looked very stale against Detroit. Although Detroit is getting better.
Oh, yeah. Detroit's won 3 games in a row.
And Dan Campbell save his job? I think he did.
I think
4
he did.
Wins. I think they get the 7. I said 7.
Yeah, if they get
they'll
to 7,
they'll probably give
wins.
Them one more year.
Yeah. Because that shows, again, it shows improvement. It shows that they're playing for him, and despite losing their best off one of their best offensive weapons, they're still figuring out ways to put together. Been a very inconsistent team, but to win three games in a row, I didn't think they'd have a
And their first round pick out of Alabama still is Jameson Williamson.
Jameson just was cleared, and he's going to start practicing. I don't know when he's going to start playing in games, but I believe he's finally going to start practicing.
And that's
going to
help. The problem is their offense hasn't been the problem. It's been their defense, and their defense actually looked okay against the Giants. Number nine, Gabe.
I will say the... I will go Titans here.
You nailed it. Tennessee Titans are number nine. Recently beat the Pack. You know what I wanted to ask you, because we're getting to that time of year, whether these teams can make it to the Super Bowl? Giants, no.
Giants, no. Titans, no.
They've got a tough game. Giants play Dallas on Thanksgiving. I see them with a little backside
here. It's the marquee
here.
Game of Thanksgiving, man.
And then you know, Tennessee can't?
No. No, 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 no. No. God, no.
Well, it's heavens, not a no. God, no. It's just a no.
No.
Lose the hatred heavens, for Tannehill.
It's
their
a heavens,
defense
no.
is unbelievable.
Their
Half
defense
of them
is...
were out against Green Bay.
Yeah, but when they go up a team like the Chiefs, the Dolphins, the Bills.
Gabe, they lost to the Chiefs 2017 in Arrowhead.
Yeah, guess what's going to happen in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're going to lose. Eight.
Number eight, the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, two in a row. Good call. They can win a Super Bowl.
Yes. I would think they need some things to fall their way.
I don't think they do.
But I think they can.
I mean, Garoppolo looked real good last night, threw four touchdowns. Mm-hmm. McCaffrey, I just think, is the kicker. Once he really gets up to speed with the offense, I mean, they're going to be... I mean, that offense is solid.
Oh, God. Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, CMC. Yeah, they got weapons coming out of everywhere.
I mean, no, I like them. I like them in the NFC Championship game.
I like them a lot, too.
I do. Seven.
Okay, so seven. I will go Baltimore at seven.
Three in a row. Do you cheat?
No.
Okay.
I think it's kind of obvious, I think, where the tiers are of these teams. They've really separated themselves, I think, as the year has gone along.
But I do not think they can win a Super Bowl. They lost Bateman for the year.
Yeah.
They just don't have enough offensively, and they played a crappy game against Carolina.
Yeah, I really like them, and I love Lamar, but yes, I'm out on them winning a Super Bowl this year.
All right, let me just throw this out here because I've been thinking about this for a while. Aaron Rodgers retires. Do you make a play for Lamar?
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. You're okay paying him $45 million.
Yep, whatever I got to do.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all in on Lamar.
Ashley,
now, they're not
going
to let Lamar walk away. They're going to franchise tag him, but...
Of course I would do that. He's a Louisville guy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay. Six, Gabe.
Cowboys.
That would be incorrect. Minnesota Vikings are six. I think they...
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Did they drop them too far, though? I mean, because we allow
they got the crap kicked out
of them.
I know,
but we allow every team a hiccup.
Yeah.
Every good team has a hiccup. Philadelphia, they were lucky to get out of Indy.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
With a win. I just don't think they're that bad after one game. I'm gonna allow them that hiccup.
So I will say this. They've been very fortunate. Because now in games decided by... more than one score, they're 1-2. In games decided by one score, they're undefeated. Like they've had some luck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A little bit of luck.
Things are going to turn on them.
Their offense is second to San Francisco, I believe. With Hockenson, Jefferson.
I like the Eagles.
Cook.
I like the Eagles offense.
Better than Minnesota?
I think because they have of the three teams.
You just gotta
they
get
have
over
the best quarterback.
Hatred of these quarterbacks.
No, I'm saying Jalen Hurts is better than Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo.
I agree.
So I think with the quarterback there, yes, the weapons for Philadelphia are not equal to what they have in Minnesota and San Francisco. I think their equalizer is that they've got the better quarterback of the three teams.
But they did lose Goddard.
which does hurt.
Which is going to
sting. I mean, in terms of having Devontae Smith and having A.J. Brown, that's a pretty damn good 1-2 combination on the outside.
Five.
Miami.
That would be incorrect. Dallas.
I
went
Dallas here. I thought the dominant win might slide Dallas a little further.
I don't have a problem with them at five.
No,
and the other teams
at 5-4, whatever. Yeah. So Miami's four.
Correct. Can Miami win the Super Bowl? They'd have to get through Buffalo, and they'd have to get through Kansas City.
I think they can beat one of those teams. I don't think they can beat both.
I would agree. What about Dallas?
If that defense showed up the way it did against the Vikings, then yes. Like, to me, it's all about... I think Dan Orlovsky called it the most complete game that anybody has played all season long with what they did offensively and defensively. Dak seemed to be a little bit more mobile. Like, he was moving pretty good, had some good runs, had some really good throws while he was running. If that's the Dak they get and that's the defense they get, absolutely.
How did Vegas know that? Because Vegas had them favored
by a point
on
half.
The road, which is crazy.
Right?
You said three?
Okay, so I'm going to say three is still Buffalo.
Correct. Are you still liking Buffalo?
Yes.
You're not putting them at number one.
They're still the best team in the
league. No, they are not.
They're still the best team in the league. And it's funny because they just had their Rams game where they weren't playing that well in the first half and then dominated the second half in Detroit this last week. Because they had to play the game. They didn't play it in Buffalo. They moved it to Detroit against Cleveland. They just had their Rams game. They are about to roll some fools the rest of the way. Mark my words, Chew.
I don't love their offense.
I do. It's good.
I mean, Diggs is okay.
Diggs is really good. And Gabe Davis is legit.
You think?
Yes, 100%.
What's that because of his name?
No, I'm basing it off of, like, I liked Gabe Davis other than just his name heading into this year because he had 200 yards in a playoff game a year ago. He's got the speed. He's got he's got 612 yards.
Yeah,
Stephon Diggs is already over 1,000.
Singletary's meh. He's not great. And Josh Allen is not playing very good football. He's not playing very good football. Stop reading your press clippings and go back to attention to detail.
What year is this?
I still like reading the paper.
No,
when was the last time you read the paper?
I read the paper when I was in Italy.
So a month ago.
And is it reading if it's a different language that you can't read?
Yeah, reading is reading.
Reading is not reading.
Italian? Are you kidding me?
Can't understand it.
No. I can't understand the English language. What the hell does it matter?
He's got a good point.
Yeah. Two.
Two, I will say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, correct.
And then Kansas City.
I think Kansas City is right now. There's a gap. Kansas City, gap, Philly, Buffalo, Miami.
Buffalo's getting healthy on defense. They have the tiebreaker. If they can get Kansas City to stumble one more time and get that number one seed.
They played one another, though, but Kansas City would hold the tiebreaker.
No, Buffalo holds the tiebreaker. Buffalo beat them. Buffalo beat Kansas City.
Where?
That game was at Arrowhead.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was like...
They won that game 24-20.
Okay.
Here's the schedule the rest of the way for Buffalo. At Detroit, at New England, home against the Jets. Home against the Dolphins, which is a big one. At Bears, at Bengals, home against the Patriots. This is a great schedule for the rest of the way for the
AFC,
Buffalo Bills.
AFC East heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're a little rat. You know where they're at right now, Gabe? They're where we were at after going to St. Louis, right?
I hate him so much sometimes.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to
happen. Why are you guys laughing?
Because I said that earlier. I literally said that 3 minutes ago.
It last week after Gabe has said it all season.
Attention to detail.
It's the number one key. The number one key to any successful
person. You gotta have attention to detail. Did you really say that?
Yes. I said that's the one of the reasons why I like them. Because, again, it's playing out exactly like you guys. They had the back-to-back losses. Now they had their Rams game where they didn't look great in the first half, played better in the second half against the Browns, and now this schedule sets up for them to just run the table.
Well, don't don't. It's not that I'm not listening. I can't multitask. The older you get.
What were you doing? He is very sad.
He's very moody.
He's a sad soccer boy.
Moody?
Yeah.
No, he's not moody. He's just sad.
Yeah, he's moody.
Well, how am I moody?
Some days good, some days bad.
Well, yeah. Like yesterday he was very excited because the USA was playing their first men's World Cup game in 8 years. And then he's disappointed today because, well, they crapped the bed.
But are you really into it? Or are you just like...
Yes, I care.
Well, where's the jersey I gave you?
You didn't give me a jersey.
A scarf?
You gave me a scarf for a Mexican team.
Yes.
Not even the Mexican national team, which I would wear.
We're going to package it with the Pele picture. Charity.
Where's the scarf? I can't.
It is an ugly scarf,
too. No, it's a great scarf.
I can't even tell you what shade of yellow that is. You know what shade of yellow that is?
Don't say it.
All right, say it on the level of hydration.
It's a Monday.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So, not very hydrated.
Yes, yeah. I'm not allowed to pee in the snow anymore. So disappointing.
Wait, what do you mean you're not allowed to
pee in the snow? I just got yelled at.
How did you get yelled at?
Who do you think yelled at me?
So you still have snow on the ground out by you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, why does it automatically have to go to me? There's dogs in the neighborhood. There's deer. There's coyote.
My guess is...
You are absolutely disgusting, and I can't find an ice scraper.
That's multiple complaints coming at you this yeah. morning. So here's the problem, pal. You probably peed a little too close to the house.
Define close.
Yeah, it's not like you're walking outside. No, you're peeing off the deck.
No, this was by the garage. I got a lot of issues.
Chewy, it seems like your wife is upset with you because you decided to pee outside.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have to wait until the snow clears so you can go back to doing that. So you got to make up for it. Only one way to make up for it, pal.
You know who I'm going to go see? I know a guy that does pee outside, just like me. Dean Dean, the dancing machine. And my wife is not happy right now. That's why I have to go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. He got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the jewelry center for his wedding this past year. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry, like my championship ring when it needs work. I know where I'll be taking it to the jewelry center. They have three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Wives can be a grind. The jewelry center will make it happen for you, though, in Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Millennials are ruining the tuna market in this world, which you are a part of. So don't be mocking
How did
tuna.
You possibly know this information?
Internet.
Do you know how to use the internet?
Google it. Google millennials.
I mean, if you could Google millennials ruin anything, fish. And you'll find it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
At it. We've teased at it. Ashton is a sad boy today. And that's because his beloved U.S. national men's soccer team played to a draw yesterday against Wales, a country of 3 million people.
Yeah, but it's 21 square kilometers. 21,000 square kilometers. So, you know.
You don't even know what that means.
8,000 square miles. It's pretty big.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get to it. It's Ashton's World Cup Date.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you are sad.
It's a bummer.
No, it's a tie.
It's a little funny, right? Yeah. You wait 8 years and then you tie?
So we do have to start there. The place no one wants to start, no one being me, Team USA. Some interesting roster decisions made in the last few weeks by Coach Greg Berhalter. Team seemed to be in great shape. A great lead ball from Christian Pulisic yesterday to Timothy Weah. They score. They go up 1-0 before the half. It's great. Everyone's cheery. Everyone's happy. Everyone's drunk. Only to be drowned out in the second half by Wales and Gareth Bale getting, I don't know, a soft penalty kick call. He nails it in. 1-1 draw. It's bad. That's bad news. It's not great.
You said drunk. I thought you can't drink in Qatar.
No, just everyone else, you know, here was getting drunk. Yeah, just, you know, everyone's celebrating, the Americans. 1-1 draw. This comes after England just destroyed Iran 6-2 earlier in the day. So that's a good thing because England takes on the USA on Friday. Here's what happens. If they draw, that's great news. They draw, great news. You get another point. You take 2 points away from England, and you put yourself in the driver's seat against Iran on next Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it is. That's the good news. We're not going to talk about that anymore because I'm sad about it, and I want to be happy. We're going to talk about the fraud of Argentina and Messi. Everyone knows Lionel Messi. Everyone knows about them. They're the third best odds to win the World Cup this year at plus 650. They lost 2-1 to Saudi Arabia. Anyone want to take a guess of what Saudi Arabia's odds are to win the World Cup?
Plus
200.
Yeah. 200. Yeah.
200,000.
Yeah. Plus 200,000.
No, keep going up.
500,000.
Keep going up.
Plus a million.
They're plus 1 million to win the World Cup, and Argentina just lost to them. Leo Messi, fraud.
How does that happen?
They score more goals.
Oh, okay. You didn't find that painful at all yesterday to watch?
Yeah, it was awful. It was terrible.
No. I'm saying painful from the flopping standpoint.
I didn't like
it. It is so nauseating.
It was very physical. It was more physical than I expected.
It wasn't physical.
It was physical.
Physical what?
USA was called for, I think, twice as many fouls, and that was garbage. It Wales. It's just, you know, everyone hates. They hate us because they hate us. That's basically what it comes down to.
Well, I'll say this. And I understand this is coming from somebody who hosts a show that earlier today was complaining about Matt LaFleur. But is there a group of fans that complains more about coaching decisions and officiating than U.S. men's national soccer team fans?
You don't understand, Gabe. You don't understand. He had one guy on the bench, Gio Reyna, who's one of their best young players, just didn't even play yesterday. That, I wonder if that would have been a good idea.
Look,
maybe
I'm not saying it's...
Ricardo Pepi, not even on the roster.
I just...
Could be making these names up. You have no idea.
I have no clue. Like, I literally have no clue. It just seems like yesterday everybody on social media was complaining about, and like even pre-complaining. Like, I saw stories before the game yesterday on social media, like, oh, is this guy in over his head? Like, setting the table so you could complain about his decisions. That's what it seems like we're at with this U.S. men's national team. And I could be wrong.
No, you're right. It's 100% true.
It just seems like fans of this team, of this soccer team, who are diehards and dive in, complain about officiating more than anyone in any sport and complain about coaching decisions more than anyone in any sport.
Here's how I would describe it. It's like, you wait 8 years for this to happen. You're expecting to fail in your head, so now you're trying to make up excuses for what has gone wrong. And the easiest one to go to is the roster decisions, which are questionable. And then the next one is the fact that there was an all-Qatari referee squad yesterday, which, I don't know, seems weird to me.
Why does the clock go the other way?
It's a great question.
What does that mean?
Why does it count up instead of counting it out?
Yeah.
Because you only get a finite time, but then they add time.
That's not true.
That's
100% not true.
That is not true.
That's 100% not true.
See, what happens is you get time, and then they add more time arbitrarily.
And then they, yeah, exactly.
And then they keep adding time until, like, that seems like enough time.
And then they had to add more time with all the injuries that happened in the 9 minutes of injury time that they had yesterday.
They could just pause the clock. That would seem like an easy solution, but no, it's soccer. It's fine.
I feel that was a legitimate question from you, Chu.
But do you watch that and go, like, this is I might turn it to bowling. That's how boring it is.
No, I didn't think it was boring. It's all about tactics.
I was not entertained yesterday.
No. Not at all.
Why weren't you? Were you not entertained because there was less goals? Were you not entertained because of the style of play?
Less goals. There were two goals.
Right. You know
what happens if there's
Team USA had a shot.
They scored though.
A shot.
Ashton,
one.
I just got done on the plane, and the only game that was on there was New England versus the Jets, and it was 3-3 going into the last minute of the game, and I actually thought about opening the emergency exit door and jumping out. Yesterday's soccer game was worse.
Disagree.
How do you watch that?
I feel like it's pretty simple. Pride, joy,
Gabe,
eyes.
I look.
Like, could you watch that game if it meant nothing? Like,
no. No. There's a reason the only time I watch the U.S. men's soccer team is during the World Cup.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't.
Like, I understand either. Soccer enough. I'm not into it like Ashton, but I've watched enough soccer games where I get it. You know, I have a very rudimentary, like, understanding. Like, I don't know all the strategies and all that, but...
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Are you rooting for Team USA to succeed, or are you just...
I want them to fail just because you want them to win. Is that wrong?
No, that is what we call...
I'm a certain partner.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it hurts me, but it's fine.
I'd like to see them do well. But here's the problem.
Ron on the Keys calling in. Should I answer this?
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. Because when it comes to soccer in this country, I understand it's popular at the youth levels, but
that's where it is.
The best athletes on the men's side are playing football, basketball.
Like, how do you determine whether, Ashton, a soccer game is boring? Or is it at all boring to you?
Sure, there's boring moments. I love baseball, and baseball's boring. I know that.
Okay. Maybe he's just, he kind of leads that lifestyle.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. He leads that boring lifestyle that tends to lead him to boring things to watch on television?
Yeah, why don't you say what you mean there, Chew?
No, I'm just saying. Like, if I ask you, hey,
you're
single.
All right, you're single. That's what he's saying. You want to go? You're single. You got the time to waste on the boring stuff.
Ashton, you
want to
go cliff diving today?
Sure.
You would go?
Well, I can't. I have rats hots, but sure. Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't think he was that kind of guy.
No, he would never go cliff diving.
No, yes, I would.
Don't fool.
I would totally go cliff diving.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Don't lie to yourself.
Set it up. I'll do it. I go skydiving.
Oh, skydiving! I can set up. Skydiving! I got people.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
I don't want to. Not yet.
What do you mean not yet?
I don't want to die. Yet.
You already gave me the chair earlier today, so I might as well, go for it.
Yeah, look.
You would skydive?
I'd probably do it once.
I don't think you would.
I
think you'd get up there and be like, no way.
You think I would or him?
I think both of you.
I would do it. That's rude.
So do we now have to do it to prove that you're the scaredy cat?
Yeah, we sure do.
I'm not scaredy cat. I'm just the smartest one on the set.
Drew, would you rather skydive or watch 5 consecutive matches of U.S. men's soccer?
Can I drink?
For both, sure.
Probably skydive. Because then I'd have the courage to jump out of the plane.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
But I will watch the next one, Ashy.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. So here's the thing. Ashton's not really going to be able to watch it.
Well, I'm going to put it on the truck, and I'm going to...
Oh, you're going to have a TV on the truck?
Yeah. Well, I'll have my phone on there, and I'll just place it up there. We'll put on the speakers and at Component Brewing on Friday from noon to 5. You can stop by and see me freak out while watching soccer with another one of my buddies who also cares.
If you are making food and they score a goal, is food going to end up everywhere in the food truck?
Yeah, sure will. Could you imagine if I was making a steak there and just chopping it up on the grill, and then all of a sudden, boom, they score? Oh. Utensils everywhere.
Is this the sport you're most passionate about?
No, it's still baseball.
Yeah, baseball. Baseball's Ashton's jam. Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Baseball's the one sport where I have like an emotional connection to. That's it.
I told Ashley, Zach, any goalie, American or Wales, I'm scoring 5.
You're not.
Out of the 10.
You wouldn't score
scoring
one on
5
me.
Out of the 10.
This is the other thing we have to set up. We've been talking about this for years. You could not score 5 goals on me.
How is he going to get to it?
You have to kick. Half of it is you kicking it at the net.
Is it an accuracy thing, or do I not kick it hard enough?
Both.
That's such a lie.
I don't think you would kick it accurate or hard.
We need to do this.
Yeah,
and there's plenty of
room
up where the big TV's at up there.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do it inside here. We're going to have to actually go somewhere. I understand that upsets your schedule, but this is something where we're going to have to. I could easily set this up. I feel like I have enough connections in different places where easily could set this up. Or we could just find an open soccer field somewhere.
How about the open part of the playground up there?
See,
where they got like building blocks and
he's
stuff
afraid.
Like that?
He's afraid.
Not afraid.
He sounds like you're afraid.
I think you're crazy. I don't see what's so hard about it. If you're fairly accurate, that there's no way the goalie can get to it unless he guesses perfectly every time.
That's how it works, but you also have to be accurate then in your kicks.
Okay.
All right. We are. I will set this up.
But
I will find a way
to bet?
Do it. Loser has to skydive.
I'm out.
Maybe.
It's Discount Liquor Thanksgiving Week. We want to know, what are you bringing to the table? Head to Discount Liquor and you'll be set. With over 14,000 varieties of beer, liquor, and wine in stock, Discount Liquor has unmatched selection, the lowest prices in town, and a staff that is always ready to help with recommendations. Locally and family owned for 62 years, Discount Liquor can help turn your Thanksgiving meal into a celebration. In Milwaukee at 51st in Oklahoma and downtown Waukesha on the corner of Main and Barstow, Discount Liquor wishes you a happy Thanksgiving.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So they're having a furry party in the Hyatt?
I believe the My Little Pony stuff is different than
furries. Are you looking it up on a work computer, or are you looking it up on your cell phone? Not on the
convention?
Not I could see Ashton, like, not even having a secret life.
It's called, they're called bronies, Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Dive into the polls we posted all day long on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a huge day. Again, Huey Lewis, not dead. We just think he's underrated and want to feature his music every Tuesday, and Huey Day sounds cool. At Jen, Gabe, Chewy on Twitter, do you park your car farther away in certain parking lots to avoid potential dings? 68.8%. So let's go ahead and round it up to 69% of people say yes. I feel that's high.
No.
Not everybody's doing that, man. Like, all the cars are in the front. The majority of the cars aren't in the back away from people.
Now, I don't know if there's a good way to ask the follow-up poll question, which is, for me, is how long do you spend looking for a spot? I spend almost zero amount of time. I find a spot, I just park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said earlier you're competitive in the fact that you want to get the best spot.
But I'm not... I want to get the best spot, but I don't want to spend a bunch of time. So, like, here, like, I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Like, when I drive through, I kind of take a look over my shoulder to see a Marquette 3, to see if there's anything when I'm coming up Badgers 2. And if there's nothing, then I'm just driving around and parking.
Well, what do you do at a Packer game? Do you do it based upon price or getting out of Dodge after the game so you park a little farther away?
I haven't been to a Packer game as a fan in a long time, so I haven't had to pay for the parking up there.
How about Brewers?
Oh, Brewers, I just do preferred parking now. I used to do the parking and then walking over the bridge and doing all that. Man, doing preferred parking is the easiest in and out for me. It's so great. So easy to get in and out.
Okay.
There, yeah, I want to get in and out as quickly as possible if I'm at a sporting event.
I'm with you.
Our next gen poll question, is Melvin Gordon a bust? 70.8% of people saying no. Melvin Gordon released by the Denver Broncos today, former Wisconsin Badger, 15th overall pick.
I'll agree.
I feel like you got swayed because you started that he was a bust.
But would you say 10,000 yards and 70 touchdowns?
Almost 9,000.
I mean, he's on that line. If he was top 10, let's say he was a ninth or eighth pick, then I would probably say yes, but he gets a little... I didn't realize he was the 15th pick, though. I thought he was down the line at 20.
Yeah, he was
all right. Not a bust, but disappointing. It's a little different, because I would say disappointing.
A little disappointing.
Yeah.
I think you can safely say that.
Because he was a stud at Wisconsin.
Yeah, he to only have 1 year of over 1,000 yards rushing,
yeah.
Which again is, he had a year with 997 yards, so he was close another year, but to only have 1 year over 1,000 yards rushing as the 15th overall pick is, yes, I would qualify that as disappointing. I think that's a little bit of a softer word than just straight up bust.
I hope that tweet is true. That would be wonderful.
So if you missed it earlier, there was a tweet out there that, not a verified account, but saying that Russell Wilson is the one who got Melvin Gordon cut because he played Future songs very loudly after the game. And Future is the ex-fiance of Russell Wilson's
wife. Game in which they lost and Melvin Gordon fumbled to lose the game.
Yeah.
Wow, that's burning that bridge as you leave town.
Maybe he already knew he was on his way out and just decided, screw it. Russell can listen to Future one last time. And then this one put on there. Ashton, did you put this one on here?
Sure didn't.
All right. Well, somebody must be listening. Would famously nervous hashtag JGC producer Ashton Rotman, quote, totally go skydiving? Your options are sure, probably, maybe, or that's a hard no. 73% of respondents saying that's a hard no.
Which means that you're kind of a blowhard.
No, I would do it. I'm not the one that put this poll up. That means people just don't believe in me.
No,
that's
fine. I don't believe in you.
It's fine.
Huh?
It doesn't hurt me. It's fine.
You think he'd actually get up there? No way. You're afraid of your own shadow.
He would be...
Right?
The problem with Ashton is if somebody went through the work, he's not going to do it himself, but if somebody set up the work and went through the steps to set it up, he would be scared of disappointing said person. So now he's, okay, do I let this person down or do I let myself down? And he does not want to let the other person down. So I think he would do it if somebody else set it up.
Why didn't you put on the poll?
I didn't do this.
If Chewy was to shoot 10 penalty shots against Ashy as goalie, how many goals would he score? I would say 7.
You'd score probably less than 5.
See, now I'm starting to get mad.
Then let's do this.
Yeah.
But this upstairs.
No, we have to go somewhere. Like, we know people that we could have access to an indoor soccer area. We just need 12 yards indoors and a soccer net. This is easy.
Pick me up.
All right. I will do whatever you need me to do in order to make it happen.
I'm not doing it unless it's upstairs.
God, you're a baby.
I know.
Will the Atoush coming up next.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He pushed a ladder, according to you. I still think he was moving the ladder out of the way, and it fell over because ladders are notoriously top-heavy. And if you push it that way, it's going to fall over.
Hey, Virginia. You know, we should go on that date. I've been pretty good lately.
Oh, really? Well, what is this I hear about you breaking a rake and throwing it into the woods?
What? I didn't break it.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I didn't throw it in the woods. I placed it in the wood because it was made of wood, and I thought it should be with its family.
I was just testing its durability, and then I placed it in the woods because it's made of wood, and I just thought it should be with his family.
Uh-huh.
At least I didn't punch anybody.
All right. Okay, we'll go on a date. But just as friends, all right?
Yeah, just as friends. Slow down. I don't want to be more than friends. I just met you.
Whew. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count our chests. You ever run across a story that you want so desperately to be true?
This is a good one.
But I have no idea if it is.
No blue check mark?
No. It's... I mean, the guy's got 10,000 followers on Twitter. Says he's a veteran high-stakes dynasty fantasy football player. Dynasty, you know, so again, he's got...
I already don't like him.
Why?
High-stakes dynasty fantasy football player? You're bragging about that? Yeah, get over yourself.
At Dynasty Champ 1 is his Twitter handle. Like, I want this story to be so true. Can I read this, Ashton, or do I just let it go?
Nah, read it.
So I have no idea if this is actually true. I just want it to be. So from this Twitter account, breaking, multiple sources indicate that after last night's OT loss to the Raiders, former Broncos running back Melvin Gordon loudly played several songs by hip-hop artist Future in the Broncos locker room. Quarterback Russell Wilson reportedly demanded his release immediately that same night. So you're probably wondering to yourself, why do you want this to be true, Gabe? Well, that's because Future is the ex-fiance of Russell Wilson's wife, Ciara, who recently filed a $15 million lawsuit against the hip-hop artist. And since Wilson has joined the Broncos, the team has banned Future from all locker room playlists. I want this story to be so true.
But what makes me believe it was false? Russell Wilson couldn't demand the parking lot attendant's release right now because he's so horrible. Right?
But he's in a similar situation with Rodgers. They gave him all the money. They traded all their draft picks for him. He's got all the power in Denver.
I mean, it is a good story.
Yeah, I just want it to be true.
And they didn't play together, or you said
they may have
Gordon
had...
was young. Is Melvin Gordon a bust?
He's been in the league for like a decade.
So Melvin Gordon was
But longevity
Melvin Gordon
doesn't
was released by the Broncos.
Not
by the
make
way.
You a bust. He's a first round pick that never really did anything.
So
right?
He rushed for over 1,000 yards once in his career. He is a 2-time Pro Bowler and has played in the league for 8 seasons.
Timeout. 17th alternate Pro Bowl. You know, the whole Pro Bowl thing now has lost its cachet.
You're just trying to protect your three.
Yeah,
Pro
how
Bowls.
Many times did you make it? 3?
Voted every single time. And I was the alternate one time. I was the number 3, and I didn't go because Keith Jackson wanted to go.
So Keith went.
Yeah. But an alternate shouldn't matter. And my guess, he probably was an alternate. So he has no Pro Bowls. How's that? Yeah, he was a bust.
I'm putting it on the poll, though.
Longevity
so
has nothing
you,
to do whether the player's a bust or not.
So, yeah, I guess it depends upon how you define a bust. 800-9-9-0-3-7-7-6.
I didn't know this. Dan Orlovsky played in the league for 12 years.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good for Dan.
I mean, that guy is really smart about football, which leads me to believe he had no talent because he never played, and when he played, he was horrible.
Correct.
Am I right?
So his
take that. That's
Orlovsky was in the league for like 6 years. Just FYI.
No,
well, no.
Well, so he played for like 6 years. So his first year was 2005. His last year was 2015. In terms of games played,
I don't want to get off track from Melvin Gordon, but I don't think that's the same thing.
But he was in the league. He was on a roster. You're collecting checks.
So you don't think he's a bust,
Melvin Gordon?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Because again, what's your standard for bust though? Like, if you get drafted in the first round, you have to make X amount of Pro Bowls, All Pro. Like, you have to do that stuff.
Yeah, I guess what's what?
Well, it depends on where in the first round you were picked. I mean, if you're top, all right, I'll give you another one.
He was 15th overall.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'd have to do a deeper dive into his Pro Bowls to see if he was. What do you? Can you pull up his Pro Bowl years? Let me give you another.
It's
one.
Funny. It's funny too.
Ashton.
It's funny. So. His second year in the league, he went to the Pro Bowl. He got hurt, so he missed 3 games, but rushed for 997 yards and 10 touchdowns. The following year, he rushed for 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns, did not get selected to the Pro Bowl. The following year, through 12 games, also had some injury issues, 885 yards and 10 touchdowns again.
All right, Ashton, I'll give you another one.
With also adding in those years over 400 yards receiving. So those 3 years between 16 and 18, he was pretty damn good.
What about Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush was a bust.
Won a Super Bowl.
My guess is he went to a Pro Bowl, but he was the number 2. Was he? He was number 2 pick. Ashton, I'll give you one. A.J. Hawk, who I believe was the 5th pick.
5th overall
pick. Who was a nice player, but
played in the league for over a decade.
And I love A.J. Hawk. Great guy. But when you're the 5th pick in the draft, yeah, I mean, you should be multiple Pro Bowls, right?
You're expecting to be an impact player. Would you describe AJ, again, you described him as a nice player. Would you describe him as a high impact player?
I would B minus player.
Yeah, because when you're a top 5 pick, you're expected to
be an A player.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I don't think AJ was an A player.
No, that's what I was saying about this roster at the beginning of the year. I mean, C players need to play like B, B need to play like A. The problem is we have B players playing like C. And yeah. A players playing like B, and that's why they stink.
800-990-3776. What do you consider a bust? We go to Eric in Brookfield. Eric, you're on Gentless Gabe and Chewy.
Hey, I just heard, I think you guys were just talking about A.J. Hawk, but I mean, I don't know if I'd consider him a bust, but for the number 5 overall pick in the draft, what his career trajectory ended up being, I think I'd consider him a bust, relatively speaking, other number 5 picks.
Yeah, now if he was like the 28th pick, you'd probably say no, right?
So there's a line of demarcation, clearly, where if you play in the league for 10 years, you're not going to be a bust. Because that's what AJ did. He played for a decade. To last in the NFL for that long when the average career is under 3 years, I think there's something to say for that.
Does it change for quarterbacks? Jordan Love.
Probably.
Is Jordan Love.
Yeah, I would say it changes for quarterbacks. Because quarterbacks, especially now in the way the rules are set up, are going to probably last longer than that average career.
Yeah.
And you're expected to change. Not only if you're a first-round pick as a quarterback, you're not only expected to be an impact player, you're expected to change the franchise if you're a top 10 pick. If you're a top 10 pick.
But Jordan Love was 24?
Something like that.
So it's kind of a crapshoot? I don't think he's a bust.
Well, you can't say he's a bust yet.
Yeah, he hasn't seen the field.
But he's trending in that direction.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know where I land on Melvin Gordon being a bust.
He's kind of a tweener, I guess. Who's the best back to come out of Wisconsin over the last 20 years?
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan Taylor.
And then who? You were going to say James White?
James White. James White played for a while. He was very productive. Like, he found the perfect role for
himself. He found the perfect system.
Found the perfect role. And he should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl when he set the receptions record in a Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons for the Patriots. But he found himself the perfect niche, right? And I think that's what kind of separates him. Because he played for so long and he found a way to be productive for so long. But he didn't have the expectations of a Melvin Gordon, of a Monte Ball, of Ron Dane, some of these other first-round backs out of Wisconsin. Who was the, why am I blanking on his name? Real fast guy, ended up getting drafted to Minnesota earlier part of 2000s. Somebody will text it in, 800-990-3776. I'm just completely blanking on his name. Like, he was like the state sprint champion.
Really?
In high school.
Not the kid from Racine Park. John Clay?
No, not Jonathan Clay. No, it was well before Clay. It was middle part of 2000, shortly after you were done playing.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like 03, 04, something like that.
Yeah.
800-990-3776, if you can help me out with that number. It's Michael something.
Oh, yeah, I know. Michael Bennett.
Yeah, there you go.
Michael Bennett. Who was a good player?
What are you laughing at back there?
I was going to say it. I just looked it up. I had a whole list, and then all of a sudden he just remembers out of the blue.
Yeah, attention to detail.
We put it together.
Speaking of which, is Leonard going to get the job?
I think so.
Okay.
Brett texts in on the Old National Bank talking text line. Old National Bank, get old. 800-990-3776. 9,000 career total yards and 69 career touchdowns
for
Melvin
who?
Gordon.
Okay.
That's a
How
lot
many
of touchdowns.
Teams? San Two. Diego and just Denver? Okay.
San Diego and Denver. San Diego slash
Los
Angeles.
Is he done now? Or is he...
Somebody might take a flyer. So last year, he ran for 918 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Okay.
This year, he's been more disappointing.
But
318
yards,
2 touchdowns.
He's got to be creeping on 30.
Yeah, that's why I think somebody just maybe takes a flyer to see if there's any tread left on those tires, and then probably adios, see you later after that. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, I don't know if he's a bust. I don't know if you can rush for almost, you know, have almost 9,000 total yards.
He's probably
from
right
scrimmage.
On the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did put it on the poll. Is Melvin Gordon a bust? So far, through 50 votes, 69% of people say no.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think he is. If he was top 10, then I would say yes. But 15.
Okay. But 15, and it's just a position where it's tough to have that big of an impact anymore. You certainly can have an impact.
Yeah, but he was a dual threat. He was early in his career, he was an Aaron Jones, so there's certainly a place for him now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, he had 490 yards receiving 1 year. You know, he had some really good seasons of, again, almost 9,000 yards and 69 career touchdowns.
Okay.
I think he maybe hold, I mean, maybe somebody tacks him on. But it's kind of, it all comes down, how do you define a bust? 800-990-3776. We dive into power rankings coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week. Cousin Subs Game Day giveaway has been going on. It's your chance to win a $400 Ticket King gift certificate to select tickets to an upcoming game or concert of your choice. Visit CousinSubs.com/GameDayGiveaway to enter. At the end of the year, one grand prize winner will be selected to win a Ticket King gift certificate to take in a Green Bay game with a guest hotel and tickets to the Tundra Trio tailgate beforehand. It's the Cousin Subs Game Day Giveaway. Enter at CousinSubs.com/GameDayGiveaway.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chokers are back.
Scrunchies are back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Who makes these decisions?
Yeah, the kids.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Nobody... No.
You can't just keep saying no. Can you make a point?
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm not going to lie. This segment used to be more fun for me when the Packers were good.
I think it was fun for everyone.
But now they're bad. But at least we get to talk about good football teams in our power ranking segment.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL power rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
Okay, let's start it off with you two guessing where the Pack wound up. Ashy?
24.
Gabriel?
21st.
19. They only dropped one spot.
What?
After a bad loss to Tennessee. With that being said, Gabe? Ashy, are you guessing or do you already cheat?
No, I already cheated.
All right, Gabe, what do you got at number 10?
I'll go with the Tennessee Titans at 10.
You are wrong. The New York Giants are number 10. Who looked very stale against Detroit. Although Detroit is getting better.
Oh, yeah. Detroit's won 3 games in a row.
And Dan Campbell save his job? I think he did.
I think
4
he did.
Wins. I think they get the 7. I said 7.
Yeah, if they get
they'll
to
probably
7, 8
give
wins.
Them one more year.
Yeah. Because that shows, again, it shows improvement. It shows that they're playing for him. And despite losing their best one of their best offensive weapons, they're still figuring out ways to put together. Been a very inconsistent team. But to win 3 games in a row, I didn't think they'd have a 3
And their first-round pick out of Alabama still is
Jameson
Williamson.
Jameson just was cleared, and he's going to start practicing. I don't know when he's going to start playing in games, but I believe he's finally going to start practicing.
And that's
going to
help. The problem is their offense hasn't been the problem. It's been their defense, and their defense actually looked okay against the Giants. Number 9, Gabe.
I will say the... I will go Titans here.
You nailed it. Tennessee Titans are number 9. Recently beat the Pack. You know what I wanted to ask you, because we're getting to that time of year, whether these teams can make it to the Super Bowl? Giants, no.
Giants, no. Titans, no.
They've got a tough game. Giants play Dallas on Thanksgiving. I see them with a little backside here.
It's the marquee game of Thanksgiving, man.
And then you know, Tennessee can't?
No. No. No, no, no. No. God, no.
Well, it's heavens, not a no. God, no. It's just a no.
No.
Lose the hatred heavens. For Tannehill.
It's
their
a heavens,
defense
no.
is unbelievable.
Their
Half
defense
of them
is...
were out against Green Bay.
Yeah, but when they go up a team like the Chiefs, the Dolphins, the Bills.
Gabe, they lost to the Chiefs 2017 in Arrowhead.
Yeah, guess what's going to happen in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're going to lose. 8.
Number 8, the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, 2 in a row. Good call. They can win a Super Bowl.
Yes. I would think they need some things to fall their way.
I don't think they do.
But I think they can.
I mean, Garoppolo looked real good last night, threw 4 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. McCaffrey, I just think, is the kicker. Once he really gets up to speed with the offense, I mean, they're going to be... That offense is solid.
Oh, God. Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, CMC. Yeah, they got weapons coming out of everywhere.
I mean, no, I like them. I like them in the NFC Championship game.
I like them a lot, too.
I do. 7.
Okay, so 7. I will go Baltimore at 7.
3 in a row. Do you cheat?
No.
Okay.
I think it kind of is obvious, I think, where the tiers are of these teams. They've really separated themselves, I think, as the year has gone along.
But I do not think they can win a Super Bowl. They lost Bateman for the year.
Yeah.
They just don't have enough offensively, and they played a crappy game against Carolina.
Yeah, I really like them, and I love Lamar, but yes, I'm out on them winning a Super Bowl this year.
All right, let me just throw this out here because I've been thinking about this for a while. Aaron Rodgers retires. Do you make a play for Lamar?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
You're okay paying him $45 million?
Yep, whatever I got to do.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all in on Lamar.
Ashley,
now, they're not
going
to let Lamar walk away. They're going to franchise tag him, but...
Of course I would do that. He's a Louisville guy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay. Six, Gabe.
Cowboys.
That would be incorrect. Minnesota Vikings are six. I think they...
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Did they drop him too far, though?
I mean, because we allow
they got the crap kicked out of them on
national
TV.
We allow every team a hiccup. Yeah. Every good team has a hiccup. Philadelphia, they were lucky to get out of Indy.
Oh, yeah.
With a win. I just don't think they're that bad after one game. I'm gonna allow them that hiccup.
So I will say this. They've been very fortunate because now in games decided by more than one score, they're 1-2. In games decided by one score, they're undefeated. Like they've had some luck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A little bit of luck.
Things are going to turn on them.
Their offense is second to San Francisco, I believe. With Hockenson, Jefferson.
I like the Eagles.
Cook.
I like the Eagles offense.
Better than Minnesota?
I think because they have, of the three teams,
you just
got
to get
over the best quarterback.
Hatred of these quarterbacks.
No, I'm saying Jalen Hurts is better than Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo.
I agree.
So I think with the quarterback there, yes, the weapons for Philadelphia are not equal to what they have in Minnesota and San Francisco. I think their equalizer is that they've got the better quarterback of the three
teams.
But
they did lose Goddard.
Which does hurt.
Which is going to
sting. But I mean, in terms of having Devontae Smith and having A.J. Brown, that's a pretty damn good 1-2 combination on the outside.
Five.
Miami.
That would be incorrect. Dallas is five.
Dallas here. I thought the dominant win might slide Dallas a little further.
I don't have a problem with them at five.
No,
and the other teams
at 5-4, whatever. Yeah. So Miami's four.
Correct. Can Miami win the Super Bowl? They'd have to get through Buffalo, and they'd have to get through Kansas City.
I think they can beat one of those teams. I don't think they can beat both.
I would agree. What about Dallas?
If that defense showed up the way it did against the Vikings, then yes. Like, to me, it's all about... I think Dan Orlovsky called it the most complete game that anybody has played all season long with what they did offensively and defensively. Dak seemed to be a little bit more mobile. Like, he was moving pretty good, had some good runs, had some really good throws while he was running. If that's the Dak they get and that's the defense they get, absolutely.
How did Vegas know that? Because Vegas had them favored
by a point
on
half.
The road,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
Right?
You said three?
Okay, so I'm going to say three is still Buffalo.
Correct. Are you still liking Buffalo?
Yes.
You're not putting them at number one.
They're still the best team in the
league. No, they are not.
They're still the best team in the league. And it's funny because they just had their Rams game where they weren't playing that well in the first half and then dominated the second half in Detroit this last week. Because they had to play the game. They didn't play it in Buffalo. They moved it to Detroit against Cleveland. They just had their Rams game. They are about to roll some fools the rest of the way. Mark my words, Chew.
I don't love their offense.
I do. It's good.
I mean, Diggs is okay.
Diggs is really good. And Gabe Davis is legit.
You think?
Yes, 100%.
What's that because of his name?
No, I'm basing it off of, I liked Gabe Davis other than just his name heading into this year because he had 200 yards in a playoff game a year ago. He's got the speed. He's got he's got 612 yards.
Yeah,
Stephon Diggs is already over 1,000.
Singletary's meh. He's not great. And Josh Allen is not playing very good football. He's not playing very good football. Stop reading your press clippings. And go back to attention
what
to
year
details.
Is this?
I still like reading the paper.
No, you
when
don't.
Was the last time you read the paper?
I read the paper when I was in Italy.
So a month ago.
Is it reading if it's a different language that you can't read?
Yeah, reading is reading.
Reading is not reading.
Italian? Are you kidding me?
Can't understand it.
No. I can't understand the English language. What the hell does it matter?
He's got a good point.
Yeah. Two.
Two, I will say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, correct.
And then Kansas City.
I think Kansas City is right now. There's a gap. Kansas City, gap, Philly, Buffalo, Miami.
Buffalo's getting healthy on defense. they have the tiebreaker. If they can get Kansas City to stumble one more time and get that number one seed.
Did they played one another, though, but Kansas City would hold the tiebreaker.
No, Buffalo holds the tiebreaker. Buffalo beat them. Buffalo beat Kansas City.
Where?
That game was at Arrowhead.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was like...
They won that game 24-20.
Okay.
Here's the schedule the rest of the way for Buffalo. At Detroit, at New England, home against the Jets, home against the Dolphins, which is a big one, at Bears, at Bengals, home against the Patriots. This is a great schedule for the rest of the way for the
AFC,
Buffalo Bills.
AFC East heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're a little rat. You know where they're at right now, Gabe? They're where we were at after going to St. Louis, right?
I hate him so much sometimes.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen.
Why are you guys laughing?
Because I said that earlier. I literally said that 3 minutes ago.
And I said it last week after Gabe has said it all season.
Attention to detail.
It's the number one key. The number one key to any successful
person. You got to have attention to detail. Did you really say that?
Yes. I said that's the one of the reasons why I like them. Because, again, it's playing out exactly like you guys. They had the back-to-back losses. Now they had their Rams game where they didn't look great in the first half, played better in the second half against the Browns, and now this schedule sets up for them to just run the table.
Well, don't. It's not that I'm not listening. I can't multitask. The older you get.
What were you doing? He is very sad.
He's very moody.
He's a sad soccer boy.
Moody?
Yeah.
No, he's not moody. He's just sad.
Yeah, he's moody.
How am I moody?
Some days good, some days bad.
Well, yeah. Like yesterday he was very excited because the USA was playing their first men's World Cup game in 8 years. And then he's disappointed today because, well, they crapped the bed.
But are you really into it? Or are you just like...
Yes, I care.
Well, where's the jersey I gave you?
You didn't give me a jersey.
A scarf?
You gave me a scarf for a Mexican team.
Yes.
Not even the Mexican national team, which I would wear.
We're going to package it with the Pele picture. Charity.
Where's the scarf? I can't.
It is an ugly scarf,
too. That's a great scarf.
I can't even tell you what shade of yellow that is. You know what shade of yellow that is?
Don't say it.
All right, say it on the level of hydration.
It's a Monday.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So, not very hydrated.
Yes, yeah. I'm not allowed to pee in the snow anymore. So disappointing.
Wait, what do you mean you're not allowed to
pee in the snow? I just got yelled at.
How did you get yelled at?
Who do you think yelled at me?
So you still have snow on the ground out by you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why does it automatically have to go to me? There's dogs in the neighborhood. There's deer. There's coyote.
My guess is...
You are absolutely disgusting, and I can't find an ice scraper.
That's multiple complaints coming at you this morning. So here's the problem, pal. You probably peed a little too close to the house.
Define close.
Yeah, it's not like you're walking outside.
No, you're peeing
off the deck.
No, this was by the garage. I got a lot of issues.
Chewy, it seems like your wife is upset with you because you decided to pee outside.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have to wait until the snow clears so you can go back to doing that. So you got to make up for it. Only one way to make up for it, pal.
You know who I'm going to go see? I know a guy that does pee outside, just like me. Dean, the dancing machine. And my wife is not happy right now. That's why I have to go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest. Most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. He got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the jewelry center for his wedding this past year. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry, like my championship ring. When it needs work, I know where I'll be taking it to the jewelry center. They have 3 locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Wives can be a grind. The jewelry center will make it happen for you, though, in Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Millennials are ruining the tuna market in this world, which you are a part of. So don't be mocking
How did
tuna.
You possibly know this information?
Internet.
Do you know how to use the internet?
Google it. Google millennials.
I mean, if you could Google millennials ruin anything, fish. And you'll find it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
At it. We've teased at it. Ashton is a sad boy today. And that's because his beloved U.S. national men's soccer team played to a draw yesterday against Wales, a country of 3 million people.
Yeah, but it's 21 square kilometers. 21,000 square kilometers. So, you know.
You don't even know what that means.
8,000 square miles. It's pretty big.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get to it. It's Ashton's World Cup Date.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you are sad.
It's a bummer.
No, it's a tie.
It's a little funny, right? Yeah. You wait 8 years and then you tie?
So we do have to start there. The place no one wants to start, no one being me, Team USA. Some interesting roster decisions made in the last few weeks by Coach Greg Berhalter. Team seemed to be in great shape. A great lead ball from Christian Pulisic yesterday to Timothy Weah. They score. They go up 1-0 before the half. It's great. Everyone's cheery. Everyone's happy. Everyone's drunk. Only to be drowned out in the second half by Wales and Gareth Bale getting, I don't know, a soft penalty kick call. He nails it in. 1-1 draw. It's bad. That's bad news. It's not great.
You said drunk. I thought you can't drink in Qatar.
No, just everyone else, you know, here was getting drunk. Yeah, just, you know, everyone's celebrating, the Americans. 1-1 draw. This comes after England just destroyed Iran 6-2 earlier in the day. So that's a good thing because England takes on the USA on Friday. Here's what happens. If they draw, that's great news. They draw, great news. You get another point. You take 2 points away from England and you put yourself in the driver's seat against Iran on next Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it is. That's the good news. We're not going to talk about that anymore because I'm sad about it and I want to be happy. We're going to talk about the fraud of Argentina and Messi. Everyone knows Lionel Messi. Everyone knows about them. They're the third best odds to win the World Cup this year at plus 650. They lost 2-1 to Saudi Arabia. Anyone want to take a guess of what Saudi Arabia's odds are to win the World Cup?
Plus
200.
Yeah. 200. Yeah.
200,000?
Yeah, plus 200,000.
No, keep going up.
500,000?
Wow. Keep going up.
Plus a million.
They're plus 1 million to win the World Cup, and Argentina just lost to them. Leo Messi, fraud.
How does that happen?
They score more goals.
Oh, okay. You didn't find that painful at all yesterday to watch?
Yeah, it was awful. It was terrible.
No. I'm saying painful from the flopping standpoint.
I didn't like
it. It is so nauseating.
It was very physical. It was more physical than I expected.
It wasn't physical.
It was physical.
Physical what?
USA was called for, I think, twice as many fouls, and that was garbage. It Wales. It's just, you know, everyone hates. They hate us because they hate us. That's basically what it comes down to.
Well, I'll say this. And I understand this is coming from somebody who hosts a show that earlier today was complaining about Matt LaFleur. But is there a group of fans that complains more about coaching decisions and officiating than U.S. men's national soccer team fans?
You don't understand, Gabe. You don't understand. He had one guy on the bench, Gio Reyna, who's one of their best young players, just didn't even play yesterday. That I wonder if that would have been a good idea.
Look,
maybe
I'm not saying it's...
Ricardo Pepi, not even on the roster.
I
could be making these names up. You have no idea.
I have no clue. Like, I literally have no clue. It just seems like yesterday everybody on social media was complaining about, and like even pre-complaining. Like, I saw stories before the game yesterday on social media like, oh, is this guy in over his head? Like, setting the table so you could complain about his decisions. That's what it seems like we're at with this U.S. men's national team. And I could be wrong.
No, you're right. It's 100% true.
It just seems like fans of this team, of this soccer team, who are diehards and dive in, complain about officiating more than anyone in any sport and complain about coaching decisions more than anyone in any sport.
Here's how I would describe it. It's like you, so again, you wait 8 years for this to happen. You're expecting to fail in your head. So now you're trying to make up excuses for what has gone wrong. And the easiest one to go to is the roster decisions, which are questionable. And then the next one is the fact that there was an all-Qatari referee squad yesterday, which, I don't know, seems weird to me.
Why does the clock go the other way?
It's a great question.
What does that mean?
Why does it count up instead of counting it out?
Yeah.
Because you only get a finite time, but then they add time.
That's not true.
That's
100% not true.
That is not true.
That's 100% not
true. So what happens is you get time, and then they add more time arbitrarily.
And then they, yeah, exactly.
And then they keep adding time until, like, that seems like enough time.
And then they had to add more time with all the injuries that happened in the 9 minutes of injury time that they had yesterday.
They could just pause the clock. That would seem like an easy solution, but no, it's soccer. It's fine.
I feel that was a legitimate question from you, Chu.
But do you watch that and go, like, this is I might turn it to bowling. That's how boring it is.
No, I didn't think it was boring. It's all about tactics.
I was not entertained yesterday.
No. Not at all.
Why weren't you? Were you not entertained because there was less goals? Were you not entertained because of the style of play?
Less goals. There were two goals.
Right. You know.
What happens if there's
Team USA had a shot?
They scored, though.
A shot.
Ashton?
One.
I just got done on the plane, and the only game that was on there was New England versus the Jets, and it was 3-3 going into the last minute of the game, and I actually thought about opening the emergency exit door and jumping out. Yesterday's soccer game was worse.
Disagree.
How do you watch that?
I feel like it's pretty simple. Pride, joy,
Gabe,
eyes.
I look.
Like, could you watch that game if it meant nothing? Like,
no. No. There's a reason the only time I watch the U.S. men's soccer team is during the World Cup.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't.
Like, I understand soccer enough. I'm not into it like Ashton, but I've watched enough soccer games where I get it. You know, I have a very rudimentary, like, understanding. Like, I don't know all the strategies and all that, but.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Are you rooting for Team USA to succeed, or are you just
I want there? Them to fail just because you want them to win. Is that wrong?
No, that is what we call.
I'm a certain partner.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it hurts me, but it's fine.
I'd like to see them do well. But here's the problem.
Ron on the keys calling in. Should I answer this?
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. Because when it comes to soccer in this country, I understand it's popular at the youth levels, but
that's where it is.
The best athletes on the men's side are playing football, basketball.
Like, how do you determine whether, Ashton, a soccer game is boring? Or is it at all boring to you?
Sure, there's boring moments. I love baseball, and baseball's boring. I know that.
Okay. Maybe he's just, he kind of leads that lifestyle of.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. He leads that boring lifestyle that tends to lead him to boring things to watch on television?
Yeah, why don't you say what you mean there, Chu?
No, I'm just saying. Like, if I ask you, hey,
you're
single.
All right? You're single. That's what he's
saying.
You want
to go cliff
diving
today.
You're single, you got the time to waste on the boring stuff.
Ashton, you
want to
go cliff diving today?
Sure.
You would go?
Well, I can't. I got rot's hots, but sure, yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't think he was that kind of guy.
No, he would never go cliff diving.
No, yes, I would.
Don't fool yourself.
I would totally go cliff diving.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Don't lie to yourself.
Set it up. I'll do it. I go skydiving.
Oh, skydiving I can set up. Skydiving, I got people.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
I don't want to. Not yet.
What do you mean not yet?
I don't want to die. Yet.
You already gave me the chair earlier today, so I might as well, go for it.
Yeah, look.
You would skydive?
I'd probably do it once.
I don't think you would.
I
think you'd get up there and be like, no way.
You think I would or him?
I think both of you.
I would do it. That's rude.
So do we now have to do it to prove that you're the scaredy cat?
Yeah, we sure do.
I'm not scaredy cat. I'm just the smartest one on the set.
Chu, would you rather skydive or watch 5 consecutive matches of U.S. men's soccer?
Can I drink?
For both, sure.
Probably skydive. Because they don't have the courage to jump out of the plane.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
But I will watch the next one, Ashy.
Yeah, Friday. So here's the thing. Ashton's not really going to be able to watch it.
Well, I'm going to put it on the truck, and I'm going to...
Oh, you're going to have a TV on the truck?
Yeah. Well, I'll have my phone on there, and I'll just place it up there. We'll put on the speakers and at Component Brewing on Friday from noon to 5. You can stop by and see me freak out while watching soccer with another one of my buddies who also cares.
If you are making food and they score a goal, is food going to end up everywhere in the food truck?
Yeah, sure will. Could you imagine if I was making a steak there and just chopping it up on the grill and then all of a sudden, boom, they score? Oh, utensils everywhere.
Is this the sport you're most passionate about?
No, it's still baseball.
Yeah, baseball. Baseball's Sashin's jam. Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Baseball's the one sport where I have like an emotional connection to. That's it.
I told Ashley, Zach, any goalie, American or Wales, I'm scoring five.
You're not.
Out of the 10.
You wouldn't score
scoring
one on
five
me.
Out of the 10.
This is the other thing we have to set up. We've been talking about this for years. You could not score five goals on me.
How is he going to get to it?
You have to kick. Half of it is you kicking it at the net.
Is it an accuracy thing, or do I not kick it hard enough?
Both.
That's such a lie.
I don't think you would kick it accurate or hard.
We need to do this.
Yeah,
and there's plenty of room up where the big TV's at up there.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do it inside here. We're going to have to actually go somewhere. I understand that upsets your schedule, but this is something where we're going to have to. I could easily set this up. I feel like I have enough connections in different places where I easily could set this up. Or we could just find an open soccer field somewhere.
How about the open part of the playground up there? See, where they got like building blocks and
he's
stuff
afraid.
Like that?
He's afraid.
Not afraid.
He sounds like you're afraid.
I think you're crazy. I don't see what's so hard about it. If you're fairly accurate, that there's no way the goalie can get to it unless he guesses perfectly every time.
That's how it works, but you also have to be accurate then in your kicks.
Okay.
All right. We are I will set this up.
But
I will find a way
to do it.
Loser has to skydive.
I'm out.
Maybe.
It's Discount Liquor Thanksgiving Week. We want to know, what are you bringing to the table? Head to Discount Liquor and you'll be set. With over 14,000 varieties of beer, liquor, and wine in stock, Discount Liquor has unmatched selection, the lowest prices in town, and a staff that is always ready to help with recommendations. Locally and family owned for 62 years, Discount Liquor can help turn your Thanksgiving meal into a celebration. In Milwaukee at 51st in Oklahoma and downtown Waukesha on the corner of Main and Barstow, Discount Liquor wishes you a happy Thanksgiving.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So they're having a furry party in the Hyatt?
I believe the My Little Pony stuff is different than
furries. Are you looking it up on a work computer, or are you looking it up on your cell phone? Not on the
convention?
Not I could see Ashton, like,
not even
having
a
secret life.
It's called, they're called bronies, Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
The polls we posted all day long on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a huge day. Again, Huey Lewis, not dead. We just think he's underrated and want to feature his music every Tuesday, and Huey Day sounds cool. At Jen, Gabe, Chewy on Twitter, do you park your car farther away in certain parking lots to avoid potential dings? 68.8%. So let's go ahead and round it up to 69% of people say yes. I feel that's high.
No.
Not everybody's doing that, man. Like, all the cars are in the front. The majority of the cars aren't in the back away from people.
Now, I don't know if there's a good way to ask the follow-up poll question, which is, for me, is how long do you spend looking for a spot? I spend almost zero amount of time. I find a spot, I just park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said earlier you're competitive in the fact that you want to get the best spot.
But I'm not... I want to get the best spot, but I don't want to spend a bunch of time. So, like, here, like, I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Like, when I drive through, I kind of take a look over my shoulder to see a Marquette 3, to see if there's anything when I'm coming up Badgers 2. And if there's nothing, then I'm just driving around and parking.
Well, what do you do at a Packer game? Do you do it based upon price or getting out of Dodge after the game so you park a little farther away?
I haven't been to a Packer game as a fan in a long time, so I haven't had to pay for the parking up there.
How about Brewers?
Oh, Brewers, I just do preferred parking now. I used to do the parking and then walking over the bridge and doing all that. Man, doing preferred parking is the easiest in and out for me. It's so great. So easy to get in and out.
Okay.
There, yeah, I want to get in and out as quickly as possible if I'm at a sporting event.
I'm with you.
Our next gen poll question, is Melvin Gordon a bust? 70.8% of people saying no. Melvin Gordon released by the Denver Broncos today, former Wisconsin Badger, 15th overall pick.
I'll agree.
I feel like you got swayed because you started that he was a bust.
But would you say 10,000 yards and 70 touchdowns?
Almost 9,000.
I mean, he's on that line. If he was top 10, let's say he was a ninth or eighth pick, then I would probably say yes, but he gets a little... I didn't realize he was the 15th pick, though. I thought he was down the line at 20.
Yeah, he was
all right. Not a bust, but disappointing. It's a little different, because I would say disappointing.
A little disappointing.
Yeah.
I think you can safely say that.
Because he was a stud at Wisconsin.
Yeah. He to only have 1 year of over 1,000 yards rushing,
yeah.
Which again is, he had a year with 997 yards, so he was close another year. But to only have 1 year over 1,000 yards rushing as the 15th overall pick is, yes, I would qualify that as disappointing. I think that's a little bit of a softer word than just straight up bust.
I hope that tweet is true. That would be wonderful.
So if you missed it earlier, there was a tweet out there that, not a verified account, but saying that Russell Wilson is the one who got Melvin Gordon cut because he played Future songs very loudly after the game. And Future is the ex-fiance of Russell Wilson's
wife. Game in which they lost and Melvin Gordon fumbled to lose the game.
Yeah.
Wow, that's burning that bridge as you leave town.
Maybe he already knew he was on his way out and just decided, screw it. Russell can listen to Future one last time. And then this one put on there. Ashton, did you put this one on here?
Sure didn't.
All right. Well, somebody must be listening. Famously nervous hashtag JGC producer Ashton Rotman, quote, totally go skydiving. Your options are sure, probably, maybe, or that's a hard no. 73% of respondents saying that's a hard no.
Which means that you're kind of a blowhard.
No, I would do it. I'm not the one that put this poll up. That means people just don't believe in me.
No,
that's
fine. I don't believe in you.
It's fine.
Huh?
It doesn't hurt me. It's fine.
You think he'd actually get up there? No way. You're afraid of your own shadow.
He would be...
Right?
The problem with Ashton is if somebody went through the work, he's not going to do it himself, but if somebody set up the work and went through the steps to set it up, he would be scared of disappointing said person. So now he's, okay, do I let this person down or do I let myself down? And he does not want to let the other person down. So I think he would do it if somebody else set it up.
Why didn't you put on the poll?
I didn't do this.
If Chewy was to shoot 10 penalty shots against Ashy as goalie, how many goals would he score? I would say 7.
You'd score probably less than 5.
See, now I'm starting to get mad.
Then let's do this.
Yeah.
But because upstairs.
No, we have to go somewhere. Like, we know people that we could have access to an indoor soccer area. We just need 12 yards indoors and a soccer net. This is easy.
Pick me up.
All right. I will do whatever you need me to do in order to make it happen.
I'm not doing it unless it's upstairs.
God, you're a baby.
I know.
Will the Atoush coming up next.